The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. As always, I think there are at least a couple of layers here in our gospel passage. Certainly the simplicity of the command to let your yes mean yes and your no mean no, to be people of the word, right? Jesus is the incarnate word of God, so we're made to be people of the word. It's very significant. Are we truthful in our speech? Are we plain and truthful in our speech? This is a very simple command, and yet we find it so difficult. It's not simply a command in the sense that here Jesus is ratcheting up, I think, the second commandment. Jesus here in the Sermon on the Mount is opening up for us a new way of being human, and we participate in that in him. So here, we need to bring our lives into obedience to Jesus. We want to submit ourselves here to Jesus. You know, doesn't this seem difficult? Am I the only one here? Doesn't this seem difficult sometimes? Like, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Like, speak plainly and speak the truth. Doesn't that seem difficult? Yeah, but it's so simple. And that act of obedience to Jesus in this particular command, he gives us the strength to, right? It's a very simple thing, but it's our participation in this new way of being. And so, there would be an act of trust sometimes for us to speak the truth plainly. It's an act of trust. I'm not telling you to speak unkind truths just for the heck of it, right? I mean, this is not, we all know those cases, but I think we know what Jesus is driving at here. But that's it, right? Is that behind this particular passage is the life that Jesus is pouring forth for the people to whom he's issuing this command. And in that sense, it's not simply an act of trust for us, like the action is on our part. The action is on Jesus's part to give us new hearts and to fill those hearts with his love. So that again, we go back to where we began the Sermon on the Mount, which is that we're called to be salt and light. I think light, right? Light, truth. No admixture of error or falsehood, lying. It just distorts or covers up, right? Or covers over the light. It covers over who we're made to be. So we entrust ourselves to Jesus this day that we might become truly salt and light, and that we take up his challenge to us to live in this new humanity that he has won for us. If we ever have a question about what that looks like, we just look to the cross. Love incarnate. Love made flesh for us, so that we might also embody the love of God.